Renegotiating, or A Little Groveling Never Hurt Anyone, by Biagro, read by Twezadark, fandom, Harry Potter, rating G, pairing, Harry Draco, number 8 in the Catboy Draco arc. Potter crossed his arms and continued to glare. Draco fidgeted. So, the blonde cleared his throat and tried again. So, you came. I'm not sure why. All your note said was, Potter, room of requirement, 7 p.m. tonight, Malfoy. Since I know you're not here to apologize, please be so kind as to enlighten me about your reason for this meeting. As soon as he was finished speaking, Potter clamped his jaw shut and went back to glaring at Draco. The Slytherin realized he was playing with the sleeve of his robe. He hadn't done that since the summer after his second year when his mother had caught him playing Quidditch in the drawing room and had given him one of her very rare scoldings. Dropping his hands to his sides, Draco started pacing instead. "Listen, Potter, I may have overreacted on Saturday." The green-eyed boy interrupted him. "You called me a Gryffindor idiot." "Technically, I call you that all the time." "You insulted Ron and Hermione." "Weasel and Mudblood are just my pet names for them." "You spoke ill of my dead parents." "Yes, well..." "You called Hedwig an ugly, overstuffed pincushion. What has Hedwig ever done to you?" "I'm sorry, all right," Draco finally shouted, just to stop Potter from reciting every single barb he'd hurled during his fit of anger. "I was out of line and I'm sorry. There, happy now?" The Gryffindor blinked in surprise. "Actually, I am. Thank you, Malfoy. Apology accepted." Draco opened his mouth to speak and then shut it again. He frowned. "Really?" Potter nodded. "You catch more flies with honey, Malfoy. You'd be surprised how far a well-placed please, thank you, or I'm sorry will take you." "Why would you want to catch flies?" His companion rolled his eyes. "It's just a figure of speech. Now, why did you really ask me to meet you?" "Maybe I really did just want to apologize," Draco shot back defensively. Potter simply stared at him. "All right, I talked to Madame Pomfrey, and she said that I won't get rid of the ears and tail until I can transform into my animagus form on my own. But she also said that transforming with your assistance the other day was a step in the right direction." He took a deep breath. "So I was wondering if you'd keep helping me." The request came out in a jumbled rush, and Draco looked at Potter with pleading eyes, begging the boy not to make him repeat it. Potter stood silent so long, Draco began to worry that he hadn't understood him after all. He'd just opened his mouth to ask again, more slowly this time, when the dark-haired boy replied, "Okay, I'll help you, but my terms have changed." End. This story is continued in Harry's New Terms, number 9 in the Catboy Draco arc.